Hasn't he won a court fight already about his ability to keep secret his, you know, we all know he's an oil patch guy from Wyoming. You know, he used to work for the oil companies. He was a big executive. We know he has a lot of friends in that world. But we also know he will not tell you or anyone else or the public who he meets with to get energy policy for this administration. And he won a court fight, didn't he, to keep that secret?
Right. He did. And it was based on executive privilege. But that was executive privilege, which he claims he's not part of.
That's how do you win the court
the hypocrisy
fight, then?
Of the president. That, because he is, and the court acknowledges that the vice president is in the executive branch. Therefore, that logic says he must comply with this information. And I think everybody acknowledges and that his position is ludicrous, that the lawyers have taken on his behalf so he can deny any accountability here. And one way or another, we're going to have the vice president not act like he's above the law. And what happened for a long time, the president allowed him to act like this. The Republican Congress were enablers by not holding anybody accountable. And we have a vice president, 6 years training, acting like he is not accountable and not held to the same standard every other American is.
Suppose he thumbs his nose at you, Congressman, and the whole Democratic caucus and the whole House of Representatives and says, I'm not going to give you what you want. I know you want to know what I'm up to, who I'm meeting with. I'm not going to let you know. I'm going to classify information when I want to, declassify it when I want to.
Chris?
You guys can go to hell. Are you going to try to impeach him? What will you do? Will you go along with his Senate?
No, because what I'll say is, I agree with you now. You're a member of the legislature. Here's the $100,000 in your Senate presidency office, and that will be your staff.
Wow.